coming to the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum Saturday, July 2nd at 2 o'clock. It's Race, the Opera, the workshop performance. And with me is a dramaturg for this production, Frank Shines. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Keith. How are you today?
Thank you for taking time to talk to me, and I'm very glad that the Pioneers Museum sent me this information just a couple of days ago. You know, I've always loved learning more about the history of this city. I've been here 25 years, and everything that I learned about this city just makes it more interesting. Now, this is a story that I didn't know about, and we were talking before the interview, and you didn't know about it either, and you've spent a lot of time here in the Springs. Would you like to tell me this story about Kelly Dolphus Stroud? It's quite interesting.
Yes. To your point, I didn't know the story myself. I was a cadet at the Air Force Academy right there in the Springs, and between my junior and senior year, my great aunt Lulu, who's Lulu Pollard Park is named after, she gave me a call and asked me if I knew about the history of our family there in Colorado Springs, and that's what kind of initially spurred my interest. But my grandfather, Tandy Stroud, he trained and competed with his older brother, Dolphus. And Dolphus is really the subject of this opera, Race the Opera. Dolphus was a Colorado Springs resident. Mm-hmm. Imagine back in June of 1928, so just before the Great Depression,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
He was a Colorado Springs resident, an American of African Native and European descent. He was the first generation out of slavery. His father grew up on a slave plantation, K.D. Stroud.
Okay.
And so they moved, out of Texas into, at that time was Indian Territory. Then 1910, they arrived in Colorado Springs. But this opera chronicles the history of the Stroud family kind of through the prism of this 2,000-mile journey that Dolphus takes from Colorado Springs to Cambridge, Massachusetts, to compete in the 1928 Olympic trials at Harvard Stadium. So that's kind of the setup for the opera, and it goes on, obviously, to detail exactly what happened.
Yeah. Now, there is a downside to this, though, and
yes.
do we want to give that away?
Oh, sure.
I think we noticed. I mean, looking at the press release, it's in here, so.
Yes, exactly. So first of all, in June 1928, it was on a Sunday, right there in Denver.
Yeah.
He trained and he competed. He had recently beat the Pikes Peak ascent and descent.
Wow.
Up and down Pikes Peak. So he held that record and he trained in order to compete. So June of 1928, the race was held, and that was the race for the qualification to go to the Olympic trials. The winner of that race was supposed to receive funding for transportation and so forth. Unfortunately, a couple of days after he won the race, he received a letter stating, you know, congratulations, but unfortunately, we cannot send you on the race. But the other white athletes were allowed to be on the train and ride out. So that was kind of the setup. So he just decided, he spoke with his coach there at he was at Palmer High School. Back then, it was called Colorado Springs High School, I believe. And his coach told him, you know, there's no way that you're going to, you know, be able to do anything about this. It's just the situation that we're up against. You know, go on and go to school, Colorado College, and focus on that. But he decided, after thinking about it and spending some time up in the Colorado Springs mountains one weekend, that he was going to take the 2,000-mile journey. So with 20 cents, 40-pound backpack, a golf club, he set off across the country. And to make a long story short, after he arrived there, he was just completely exhausted. Malnutrition had set in, and he made it through to the sixth lap of the race, but unfortunately he collapsed.
I'm going to say it's an incredible story. It's quite a story. And of course, subject matter for this wonderful opera, Race. Okay, this is going to be at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. It'll be Saturday, July 2nd, 2 p.m. in the Division One courtroom. But this is presented by the Pioneers Museum, but in partnership with the International Brazilian Opera Company. And of course, you and members of the Stroud family, and you're putting this together. Now, this is a workshop performance. What does that mean?
Yeah, what's going to be included in that is we're going to debut some of the research around the work,
okay,
and some pieces of the work, both playing and singing musical references. We're also going to introduce the creative team, and they're going to kind of walk individuals through the creative process.
Okay.
I'm going to share some words as well as the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. I'll talk about some of the specific quotes and things from Dolphus and exactly what he encountered during that 2,000-mile journey and when he arrived there at Harvard Stadium. And then we're going to open it up and have a kind of a fun interactive sing-along. But that's going to be led by our composer, João, who is the founder of IBOC, International Brazilian Opera Company.
I'd like to mention the International Brazilian Opera Company is a nonprofit organization. There's also some very familiar names here. Ashley Cornelius and Idris Goodwin, librettists for this production. Yes. So they're going to be part of this. So this, I mean, with all of you guys together, this promises to be a wonderful historical production. And this is the first run. People get to see it for the first time here.
Right, exactly. A sneak preview.
Yes.
Just for the spring.
Yes. Now, this is a free event, but folks need to pre-register for this, and they can do so by going to the website for the Pioneers Museum, cspm.org/event, and then you can look for Race the Opera and reserve your seat for this production on Saturday, July 2nd, 2 o'clock again in the Division I courtroom. I have a strong feeling there's limited seating in that courtroom, so that's why you need to reserve. And it's called Race the Opera. And I've been very happy to be speaking to Frank Shines, who is part of this production, a descendant of the Stroud family. Frank, thank you so much.
Keith, thank you, and thank KCME.